This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Now, you kiss and Chase Utley, and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
Pal
I'm
around.
I'm going
to
read it.
Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, they're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
All right, welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. You missed the first hour. You can download that at the Fan Podcast at 10inthefan.com, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with It's Always Sunny in Phila Spotify. Well,
not your best effort.
Well, I know, not my best, but I tried. I was a little behind the drill. I'm touching rubber that I'm allergic to on this crazy money that's in front of me, and we have fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. But let's get into our division picks and previews. Joe, we're talking about the National League Central to start. Okay, now I remember last year being a very fun situation, at least for me. You remember how hard I was in on the Cubs?
I think we both were.
Were we both? Was it both of us? I didn't want to lump you into that disaster that I was.
Pretty sure I was in on the Cubs,
yeah,
too.
But I felt so good about the Cubs last year, and it turned out to just be the Brewers doing Brewers things.
What's his nuts? Pat Murphy?
The old Murphs. He's really good.
Former Arizona State manager for a long-ass time, and he stepped right in and basically did what good managers do, and it's like, hey, we can't really manufacture a ton of runs, and we don't slug that much. So
and
let's
we
just,
don't spend any money.
So let's just steal a bunch of effing bases and play some really crafty baseball here, and let's go and essentially win a division wire to wire. I mean, I can't think of a time they weren't leading that division at any point.
It's
last
true.
Year.
They were clearly the best, but then what happened, as Milwaukee always does, they get into the playoffs and they can't do anything. But that's not their fault. You know, that's not their fault. They're looking around the rest of that division and realizing, look, it's not our fault you guys all suck. However, this year, I think there's a lot more stuff. The Cubs have done additions by subtractions. Okay, no Cody Bellinger.
And also additions by additions.
Exactly.
Kyle Tucker.
Would you rather have Cody Bellinger or Kyle Tucker? Because I know the answer to that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you on that.
And there's a chance they might be on the same team next year if you catch them drift.
Okay.
Damn Yankees. But I thought they were crying poor. They can't afford him.
I can't afford it. This division, I think, is interesting. I think the Brewers are fascinating to me because we're all waiting to see. I think this team has twofold. Is Christian Yelich dead? And is Jackson Churio the real deal?
Well, he won a platinum glove.
Those are my questions.
Or no, sorry, they got Bryce Terang with the platinum glove. My bad.
Because this team is going to live and die by Jackson Churio and Christian Yelich. William Contreras is going to be William Contreras. He's going to be him. He's a really great baseball player. He's going to be absolutely fantastic. He's the best catcher in baseball. That's the thing. This team's going to live and die by Churio and Yelich. Can they pull it together? Because I don't love this. I don't love this starting rotation.
I'm Freddie really Peralta, I do like me some Tobias Myers. He had a great year last year. Yeah. It's just, can he replicate it? The thing with starting pitching in the MLB is, like, you do definitely have some, like, bona fide consistent starters where it's like, he's going to have a good year. Sometimes guys have one good year, and then they're not good anymore, and they can't find it. But Tobias Myers, he had a great first year as a full-time starter, and I would be intrigued to see if he's able to replicate what he did. I mean, same thing with Freddie Peralta. Obviously, he's been in the league a little longer, but after that, yeah, that 1-2, it kind of falls off.
It kind of falls off really quick. Nestor Cortez was not needed by the Yankees, and they have Carl Pavano on their starting rotation. I'm sorry. I mean, what's that guy's name? Carlos Rodon.
Same as Pavano.
They might as well. Is AJ Burnett back in the league? I worry about that starting rotation.
Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby right now are their 1-5.
And that's why I kind of lean towards the Cubs. Shota Imanaga, if he can repeat what he did last year in his rookie year, looks like a bona fide, maybe not an ace, but a bona fide starter in the league and a high leverage starter in the league. Justin Steele has shown flashes. He's had 2 years where he looked like he was the Cy Young winner.
I was going to say,
and kind of faded down the end.
Yep.
Okay. Jameson Taillon. I know. I have been high on Taillon for 6 years.
Yeah, me too.
And he's still not that guy, but that's a major league starter.
Yes. Then Matthew Boyd, Javier Assad.
Dude, Matthew Boyd in the playoffs. Top. Shout out, Trent.
Former Mariner there as well. I think they'll probably be giving the rest of his innings. Colin Ray pitched okay. He was kind of the innings eater of 2024 on that staff. I wouldn't be surprised if he brought up the number five spot there.
But they did go and snag Ryan Pressly. As a closer.
That's the truth. Tucker in the offense.
Yes.
They lost Cody Bellinger. You're like, oh man, no. They got Kyle Tucker. It's a rental though.
I don't know what it is about this Cubs team though. There's like a couple dudes on their lineup that they've had the last couple of years where I'm like, I like them. Like, I like Nico Horner.
Exactly.
I like Dansby Swanson.
I love Dansby.
I like, what's his nuts? Michael Bush last year had a great year.
I feel like people are
Ian Happ. I like Ian Happ.
I feel like people are writing off Kyle Tucker because he's in a group of guys that we like. No one's great, but we like him.
Hey,
like Michael Bush.
They also added Justin Turner about a week ago. I think that's a huge offseason signing just for the veteran presence, and it's probably something they didn't really have last year. They got somebody that's been in the World Series.
How do you
before.
Know Schultze is a Mariner fan when he thinks old man Justin Turner is a good addition?
Well, especially after playing for the Mariners. I mean,
guys, how many wins did the Cubs have last year? Like 83? 82?
They struggled.
Yeah, they struggled. Justin Turner is a piece that can...
He's 40!
He can bring that. He is a faux coach, and he can get 300 at-bats in the year.
Well, and again, being that he was just on the Mariners and is now on a new team, expect Justin Turner to have a really good season.
25 bombs!
Guys, I'm going to divert this conversation for a moment. You know how we always talk about, or at least I always talk about, teams that are going to be hard outs? Teams that you really don't want to play. I thought last year was going to be the Marlins. Wrong. Or no, 2 years ago was the Marlins. Last year I thought was the Nationals, and I was kind of right about the Nationals.
I was too. I said the Nationals would be they were going to be hard out,
and I think they're going to be pretty good this year. Do you really want to play the Cincinnati Reds this year?
Well, the Cincinnati Reds seemingly are the same team every year. Really, really good offense, absolutely terrible pitching. It seems like that's the case every year.
But they have an addition.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
They have a big addition.
Yeah. He's not going to take any at-bats, but...
I've seen this rodeo before. He looked at Ellie De La Cruz and said, do you want to be the best player in baseball? I'll make you the best player in baseball. That's Terry Francona. Hunter Green, there are some scary Reddit people that think he is a dark horse for a Cy Young.
Well, we know the story with him. He can throw absolute flames, but it's just a matter of can he control it?
I love Nick Martinez. I know he's like slated to be their fourth starting pitcher. I'm absolutely obsessed with him.
I don't mind some Nick Lodololo because it's fun to say his name, even though you add in three extra O's or three extra L's into it. As long as he can stay healthy, he can be definitely a great back end starter for
him. I'm very curious about this Rays team.
I am too, because I mean, TJ Friedl, Tyler Stevenson, Spencer Steer, Jaime Candelario.
I love that Gavin Lux left the Dodgers and still bats at the bottom of a lineup.
I mean, it's because he's what he is, man. He's not a two-kidder. He's an eight or a nine
guy. He was such a top prospect.
Somebody's got to be a nine.
I just don't know if they are offensively have that much firepower.
Neither do the Cleveland Indians.
But again, I think that's
Terry Francona.
Dude, I mean, again, this is where a manager can come in and be like, hey, you see how Ellie De La Cruz, you see how he steals bases and he's aggressive on the pass? You're all going to do that.
Yeah, and to round out,
when you get on base, we're going to make the most of it.
To round out the rest of the division, the Pirates obviously have Paul Skeens, O'Neill Cruz. The Pirates have players.
Yeah, they're my sneaky one in the division.
Yeah, you like the Pirates in that? They have guys.
Well, yeah, they've got good young guys. They're waiting for the other O'Neill Cruz to come back, the other Cruz from injury. I know that T was like a new specimen at shortstop. So, no, they've got pieces, and they don't have an owner that spends money, but I think they could at least sneak into the playoffs with what they've got.
You know who their their guy in the one hole is? On roster resource.
Oh, God. Who's their leadoff?
He cannot die. Tommy Pham.
What?
Just here to get paid.
I mean, I know they brought Andrew McCutchen back, but
They have him as fourth, as cleanup.
Okay, I might take that back.
I was going to say.
You know what? Can I retract my previous statement?
Bart is batting fifth. Well, I've been waiting for that guy to pop for the last 5 years.
What is this, Byron Buxton?
My God.
Joey Bart actually had a good season last year. I wouldn't be surprised if he improved. It's just, albeit late.
We'll round out the division this, and then we'll take our picks. The last thing I will say is the St. Louis Cardinals.
Woof.
Their kids are about to come up. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, at least they got...
I'm not picking them. I'm not saying they're going to be a tough out or anything. What I'm saying is Sonny Gray, Mikolas, Mats, they have some starting pitching. The question for them is what do they do with their kids? The Cardinals can't be down this long. They're going to come back. And they're going to deal Arenado. Goldschmidt's gone. They're going to deal Arenado, and they're going to get real returns. I'm just saying. Of the bad teams in the league, they might be the best.
Well, Wilson Contreras needs to start playing a little bit better.
And he's going to play first, and they're going to take him off catching, and that might help.
Yeah, that is probably a good choice, because ever since the move to St. Louis, it's been kind of a mess behind the plate for him. I'm just worried after Nolan Arenado, like Lars Nootbaar, Jordan Walker, Nolan Gorman.
Oh, it's garbage, but it's kids. They are now in a let's see what we got kind of move.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Their farm system's only like 19th or 20th. It ain't good.
That's all I'm saying. It's the Cardinals.
I know we got
have to believe they're going to do real things.
I know we got to go. Are we forgetting a team? Am I spacing?
No, I mean, I mentioned the Pirates.
We did Pirates, Reds. Brewers, Cubs, Reds, and Cardinals.
That would be five.
All right.
Who you got winning this division? Jordan, I'll take you first.
Give me a pass.
I'm gonna go to the Cubs. I really do think that their improvements are gonna put them over the top of the Brewers. At the least, it'll be a lot closer than it was last season. Maybe like, you know, final series or two, they'll be fighting for it. I think Cubs. Cubs will be in on it.
You'll take Cubs?
I will take the Cubbies.
Joe, you got last week's choices in the East?
I took a picture, yeah.
Okay. Because I took Joe's O's.
Hey.
Will was in. He took Joe's O's. I took Joe's O's. I'll go since you're writing this down in the Central. God, I want to pick the Cubs. I mean, like, I've been riding on them for the last few years. I want them to do this, but I'm going to throw. I'm getting weird. Oh, last week in the American League East, everybody was like, Yankee, Yankee, Yankee. I went with the O's. I'm going to go weird in the Central. Give me the Cincinnati Reds.
Give it's me not Terry weird Francona. For you.
Yeah,
give me Frankie.
Guy. Yeah.
Give me Tito.
It's like if
give
Lou, Tito. Lou Piniella came back and picked whatever team
he's the best manager in that division. I'm gonna go with Tito. A little fun.
He was. I think Pat Murphy and Craig Counsell are talented managers there, buddy.
Yeah. Sure, I think they're talented too. I'll take Tito.
I'm going to roll with the Cubs again this year. I feel like I'm getting Kyle Tucker. That is a huge improvement over Cody Bellinger. Damn. I shouldn't say huge.
I always forget the Cubs have Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, should I take Tito?
They're 1-2. That's a very solid 1-2 starting pitcher right there. I'm feeling the Cubs. Pete Crow Armstrong, second year.
PCA.
I'm rolling with the Cubs. Don't let me down
Swanson
this year.
Swanson can't be as bad as he was.
Don't
last
let me
year.
Down this year. I know we got to go. I'm going to get the win totals when we come back.
Okay, cool. When we come back, we'll dive into the American League Central plus win totals of the National League Central. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, we just finished the National League Central. Joe, hit me with, we got to guess our over-under win totals.
Milwaukee Brewers, what do you got?
87.5.
Jordan?
Brewers, I'm going, we're just picking the over-under here?
Over-under win total, according to DraftKings.
I'm going to guess 86.5.
83.5.
What?
Whoa, that's a lot lower than I thought.
Okay.
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Pirates, I'm going to go with 79.5.
Well, if the Brewers are so low, I'm going to go 75.5 for Pittsburgh.
77.5.
Split the diff.
The Cincinnati Reds.
100.5. I'm joking. I will go with 79.5.
80.5.
78.5. Chicago Cubs.
Damn.
89.5.
87.5.
85.5. Whoa!
So they don't know what's going to be.
They hate this division.
Either, yeah.
That is the highest total. Spoiler alert, St. Louis Cardinals. What do you have there?
I might take the over on the Cardinals, but it's probably 74.5.
69.5.
77.5.
What?
Ooh.
Where? How?
See, they like the Cardinals like
it's
I like the
It's
going
to be a gauntlet.
It's going to be amazing.
A slobber knocker. I swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
All right, let's slide over to the American League Central.
And it's commercial break.
Something near and dear to my heart. Near and dear to my heart. Last year, the Cleveland Guardians won the division. Detroit Tigers made the playoffs as well. Kansas City made the playoffs as well, which leaves the White Sox at the bottom. Guys, real quick, the White Sox win more games than they did last year, correct?
I mean, I'm going to guess yes.
Because
I actually think
I actually think they made some improvements.
They'll win 50 games instead of 46 or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, yeah. So we can swipe that out, right?
Sure.
Is there any? Does Luis Robert get traded?
Yes.
No, I don't think he does. I think they're too stupid.
I'm kind of with Jordan. I think no, too. I think they're that dumb.
They're just going to hold on to him.
But I'm with Joe as well, like they should.
Oh, they should. Damn right.
Which leaves us in a four-team race with the Twins, Guardians, Tigers, Royals. I think this is one of the most fascinating divisions in all of baseball. I really love what Detroit and Kansas City have been doing. They're clearly building. They've got studs to build around. Both made playoffs. The Royals kind of no-showed against the Yankees. The Tigers were a game away from going to the NLC or the ALCS. And Cleveland, I thought, took the Yankees pretty decently. Some bad results in the end of a couple games. That game, that series could have gone further than it did. I love the Central as far as an entertaining standpoint.
No, I mean, it was entertaining last year. I mean, really, it was entertaining, especially when Kansas City was able to tie the division and then immediately lose the division a week later. Like
as a Guardians fan, it was wild to watch.
I couldn't believe it. We were like, God, oh, my God.
It was like, no, they're here. I knew they'd be here.
Mariner fans were like, this is great. Another team blew the division, and then they got it immediately right back. Yeah, I mean, I am very intrigued to see what happens between these four teams because, I mean, Minnesota was fighting for one of those last wild card spots
right,
essentially till the end. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, three teams are playoff teams last year.
If you like baseball, like old man baseball, the American League Central is your division. This is old man baseball.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of guys with really low payrolls, absolutely.
And shocking old man baseball host over here is a fan of a Central team. I think it's fascinating. I think one of the teams that really needs a bounce back that I just don't see it happening, unfortunately, is the Minnesota Twins. They're the team I worry about the most.
They got no starting rotation. None. It,
Pablo Lopez is fine. I think Bailey Ober is going to be a great pitcher.
But Pablo Lopez is like a three on every other team.
Exactly. Like, I just, And then all their studs on offense are just injuries. Buxton, say no more. Royce Lewis is now a concern.
Your guy.
They picked Carlos up Ty France.
Carlos Correa is a big concern. They got guys that just can't stay healthy. And as much as I like Baldelli as a manager, I just don't think they have it. I think their bullpen will be very, very good.
I think their starting rotation's a little bit. I mean, you're right in the fact that Pablo Lopez is not like, oh my God, he's your number one. I don't mind what they're putting out there as far as 1 through 3 for starting pitching. It's not terrible with Ober, Joe Ryan, and him.
Yeah. Right.
So
I agree. I think their bullpen is going to be absolutely fantastic. If they fade, come around the All-Star break, come around the trade deadline, Duran and Jax, like I actually think Jax has a higher trade value than Duran.
It's fair.
I think that bullpen is one of the best bullpens in baseball. I just worry that their offense can't stay healthy. I worry that their starting rotation isn't strong enough.
Yeah, what's the over-under on games played by Byron Buxton this year? Because he never plays a full
75.
Season. 75. Damn.
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. 75. A little over 50%.
That might be your Allen A bit.
Hey.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not great. And he's a great player. But I would also say, what's the over-under for Carlos Correa?
That's a great question, too.
What's the over-under for Royce Lewis? And Joe, you know I love Royce Lewis. I wear a St. Paul Saints hat because of Royce Lewis. Half the year? I don't know. This team is tough, and that's what I'll say about Minnesota.
Yeah, just to move it along, I mean, Kansas City, I'm intrigued to see if they're able to replicate what they did last year. They really cooled off as far as bats go the last quarter, third of the season.
Also, I think their starting rotation pitched out of their GD minds.
And it's a matter of, are they going to be able to do it again?
Can Seth Lugo be what he was last year?
They added Jonathan India, too.
I love the India pickup.
I do too.
I think the India pickup might be the best free agent acquisition in this entire division.
Well, you get some speed to get on base, and then you have Witt hitting him in. I mean,
oh, Pasquantino right behind him. Pasquantino is one of the most underrated hitters in all of baseball.
He's got to stay healthy, though.
Yes,
Salvador
he's got to stay healthy.
Is Sal Perez going to hit 35 bombs again? This Royals team has guys. But your rotation is Cole Reagans, who's your future. Can Seth Lugo repeat?
You're depending on a lot
of
Michael dudes.
Can Michael Wacha repeat? Can Lorenzen be Lorenzen? I like their bullpen a lot. They spent a ton of money on it last year, and you need a lot of the offense to continue to go. This team's got a lot of question marks.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how this plays out because their offense, it's intriguing, but I would say it leaves a little bit more to be desired 1 through 9. I do like those guys that we mentioned. I mean, India also, it's like he does have to have a little bit better year. Like his rookie year was great, but it's not like he's been lighting the world on fire the last couple seasons.
I think he's the perfect addition for that team.
Yeah, 15 home runs, almost 60 ribbies. He hit like 250 last year.
I think he'll be better than that too. I really do. And Pasquantino, if he can be healthy,
yeah,
that's the protection for Bobby. That's the protection for Bobby that you need.
Well, and Sal right around him. I mean, it makes it easy for Bobby Witt to hit them all in.
You know, but when does Father Time hit Sal?
He's 34.
Salvador Perez is only 34?
Yeah.
God, he looks like he's 50.
I was going to say, I would have guessed he's like at least 38. My God.
All right, that leaves us with the cream of the crop of the division, and that is Cleveland and Detroit. Just straightforward, guys.
Did you see your boy hit a home run today?
Of course I did.
Hell yeah. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Foster's.
I'll tell you what. I was so high on this Tigers team because I thought they were going to get Bregman.
Smoking that Tigers pack.
I thought they were going to get Bregman. And the fact that they didn't, I am now down on him.
Really?
I just thought he would have been the perfect fit.
I mean, he would have been, but
the
I mean,
perfect fit for that team.
One player does
I
not
I would have
make...
taken the Tigers to push the Yankees to game 7.
One player does not make a MLB team, Patrick.
I know.
I mean, for what it's worth, though, I'm not taking the Tigers to win the division.
No?
No.
Who are you taking to win the division?
I'm probably rolling with Cleveland.
You taking the Tribe? You taking the Tribe?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
I trust them. I like their lineup a little bit more.
I mean, Tanner Bibee had a fantastic season last year. Gavin Williams is also really good. Shane Beebs, Cy Young winner, will be back midseason. And this is, without a doubt, the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. It is not close. Class A is a closer, not my favorite closer. Everyone before him are absolutely juggernauts. Hunter Gaddis, Cade Smith. They added Paul Sewald in a non-leverage role. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, and again, I'm just, I like what they have as far as hitters go.
They snagged Ortiz from Pittsburgh. He had some flashes last year of being a really good starter.
Yeah, I'm down with what the Guardians are putting down for, right now. If I had to choose, because I'm not, obviously not choosing the White Sox.
Los is back too, dude.
I don't trust the Twins. While I don't
Carlos
think that
Santana.
One. While I do think that 1-3 starting lineup's not that bad. I just can't trust them to be healthy, as we talked about. Detroit, I think that was one of those kind of got hot at the right time moments, and probably are playing ahead of schedule. And as far as the Royals go, I feel like we're banking on the pitchers to have a very similar season. And are they able to replicate that? And that hitting concerned me at the end of the year.
Come the beginning of this season, I'd actually like to spend a lot more time on this division. I actually think the American League Central is one of the most fascinating divisions in a good way. I think the American League West is a fascinating division in a bad way. But I think this division is so intriguing to me that I'd like to talk more about it. And maybe we'll do that in about a month. But we got to get out of here real quick. Who you take?
Guardians.
I'm not going Guardians. I'm going Royals.
You're going Royals.
I don't think the Guardians have a replication of last season in them.
I like that Royals pick a lot. I'm going to go Guardians. Of course, baby, let's go Guardians. All right, when we come back, it's fair or foul, everybody's favorite. But first, there's Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We'll pass it off over to Schultzy. Sorry we didn't give you a ton of time. We got a little sidetracked on the Central. I'm a little biased.
And
my name is first on the show.
To end the show, I'll give you guys the win totals for the AL Central and FanGraphs projected winner of the division.
All right, we'll go quick. I know that when we're picking division winners and picking World Series winners, it takes up some time. I get it. But big news this week, obviously, and I think we've covered most of the stuff that I had in fair or foul anyway, so not a big deal. But the automated strike zone being tested out this season, at least in spring training in Major League Baseball. It's been used in the minor leagues, and now we are seeing it tested with a possible plan for implementation in 2026. So next regular season, we've seen some cases where people win the challenges, sure that they were actually a ball when it was a strike, and well, they were right. And they, unfortunately, on the other side of things, have embarrassed themselves, too, at times, like Max Scherzer because of catcher framing a pitch. It's way below the zone.
I like that Max was like, I believe in the umpires.
Yeah, can we just have humans doing it, please?
First time he ever believed in umpires.
Yeah, right. And they're still, yeah, exactly. He didn't believe in them when they kicked him out for washing his hands with rubbing alcohol because he had sticky stuff on him, right? Anyways, so there's definitely multiple schools of thought on here. But guys, fair or foul, I'm a fan of this new automated strike zone. I love watching umpires having to eat it in front of everybody when they're wrong. So fair or foul, umpires having to eat it in front of the crowd when they're wrong is good for baseball.
I can't believe I'm going to do this. I think it's foul.
Oh,
I am not a umpire apologist, but I believe in the human element. And I think what separates baseball from everything else is that when you look at NBA referees, they give different calls to different people. to where I believe in Major League Baseball, bad umps give bad calls for everybody, no matter who's at the dish, or good calls for anybody, whoever's at the dish. I'm not a fan of ABS. I'm not a fan of robo-umps. I like the human element behind the plate. Do I like Angel Hernandez? Absolutely not. Do I like the other guys? I do. I think it's good for baseball, so I'll say foul.
I say fair because I think this is just going to cause some hilarity when this gets implemented full-time next year. Whereas, like, a team's going to use their challenge, be wrong, and then the next pitch, they're going to have a call, like, go against them to end the game. Where
and they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty damn funny. And, yeah, so I say fair. I think it's good for baseball because the umps are going to have to eat it, but also the players are going to have to eat it sometimes, too, because I know that we like to say that umps have the egos, but, you know, who are more competitive and filled with egos than professional athletes? So I think it's fair. I think it's going to add a wrinkle into the game that will make things a little interesting.
All right, next up, in the last couple of weeks, we found out that ESPN is breaking up with Major League Baseball, exercising their opt-out. They will no longer, after 2025, be broadcasting games.
No, I broke up with you!
No, I broke up with you!
Yeah, we'll see who approached who first way down the line when the book comes out, right? But essentially, ESPN has been paying over $550 million, and that's per year, to air games, down to, at least last season, only planned on airing 30 games plus the Home Run Derby and the Wild Card. So in their mind, just paying too much. Baseball is starting to get some other ways to be watched. They're actually one of the leaders, it seems like, in teams that are going to the direct-to-consumer model. But you guys still think it's important to have national games on, especially during the summer when nothing else is going on. I agree to a point, but fair or foul, guys, MLB doesn't need ESPN to successfully broadcast their product.
Fair. I think that also the image of ESPN being the worldwide leader in sports,
it's
not, that does not hold weight anymore.
It really doesn't.
And so I say that they can, again, throw them on Fox. I think, to me, whenever I hear Fox commentators and feel like I see the Fox graphics and an MLB game on Fox, and it's mostly because they have playoff rights and they play, that's usually when they're on Fox anyways, I just feel like it's, they do a better job. It feels more amplified. It feels more important. And again, I know that's just because in the past, they usually have more important games. I think the Fox, who is probably desperate for some programming also, I think that they should throw their hat into the ring.
I'll take it a step further and just say, I don't care what it's on. I don't care. I don't. Is it Apple TV on Friday night? Is it, do I got to throw a VPN to watch Root Sports? Do I got, is it ESPN? Is it Peacock on a Saturday morning? I don't care. I just want to watch. Just tell me where it is. And if I'm saying that I don't care where it is, and ESPN saying, well, we don't want it on ours, then cool. Adios. We'll find it.
They
we'll
want it, just not at the price that it currently is.
We'll find it wherever it is. Yeah. And if you don't want to be a part about it, then fine. Have Dan Orlovsky tell me if Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Rams, who already have a quarterback right now. Like, go for it. Cool. Awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'll be interested if sports like this would start to maybe be consumed in more of, I don't know, like a
I like what Apple did with it, with MLS.
Yeah.
I love that.
And you can watch it on a tablet. You can
and
watch
ESPN
it on your phone.
And ESPN Plus has hockey.
Anywhere.
You can watch every hockey game on ESPN Plus.
All in one spot. It'd be nice if baseball could do the same thing. Frankly, well, remember they tried. ESPN did try to work something out with, like, Warner Brothers and Fox, I think, back a year ago, that broke up because they were, like, basically unable to work out the rights. But they were trying to be, like, the broadcast hub for any sport.
I always find it so strange that ESPN, or Major League Baseball has always been at the forefront of streaming.
Yeah.
Yet in getting all games, any game into your house, they've been the last. I find that so fascinating.
Well, it's because they allowed those RSNs to sign the deal that said, yeah.
And they're all dying.
Yeah. But the MLB gave them basically the right to hamstring all of these teams by
like
saying,
gave them a shot.
Yeah, by saying, hey, yeah, you gotta put us on Comcast, and you can't be putting us on streaming anymore.
They said, make it work. We believe in you, and then they failed.
Yeah, exactly. God, that's another conversation. All the crappy programming I've seen on Root Sports and NBC Sports Northwest over the years. What a waste. All right, guys, final fair or foul. Got to throw one in about my Seattle Mariners. I don't know if you've seen it, but the Mitches have been playing very well. Mitch Haniger hitting a home run over the weekend. It is spring training, okay?
Mitch Richmond, he's playing for the Mariners? I love that guy.
Mitchell Butler, former Blazer bench guy? No. But Mitch Haniger, had a home run on Saturday. Mitch Garver, though, Mitch Sauce, Garv Sauce, seems to be hitting the ball.
Oh, boy.
Very
he's got
hard.
Nicknames now.
Well, he had Garv Sauce was his nickname when he came last year.
Is he batting above 200 for once?
Yes. He's actually got
201.
He's actually got three hits already. He's 2 for 2 on Sunday with
100%.
Two base hits. And then he also went 1 for 2 today with a home run.
That's 500. Yeah. That'll get you in the Hall of Fame, too.
Not in spring training, though. But Mitch Garver, also in those hits, hit the ball harder than he did at all last season. He hit it, I think, almost 112 miles an hour compared to, like, 108 last season. So, obviously, on the ball a bit better, guys. Mitch Garver is imperative to the Mariners' success, just like Mitch Haniger is, because they're making a ton of money. And Jerry DePoto and the ownership did not want to waste that money and basically just give up on their roster spot. So, we're stuck with them. Fair or foul, guys, the Seattle Mariners will win the AL West if Mitch Garver has a good season. Fair or foul?
No, foul.
No, absolutely foul.
No, because they need 8 other dudes to produce as well.
Yeah. This team completely relies on J.P. Crawford, Randy Arozarena, and Julio Rodriguez. Mitch Garver and Mitch Haniger don't mean anything.
If Mitch Garver has just a breakout season and leads the Mariners to an
of 15 home runs and a 240 average, wow.
Dude, I don't know what sort of radio bet we can do, but I'll take those odds any day of the week. Yeah, no, I mean, they need 1 through 9 to produce for them and everybody to hit. If Mitch Garver is part of that, cool. You know, that will definitely help, but they need dudes like, as Patrick said, J.B. Crawford, Julio. They need Cal Raleigh to hit home runs and hit for average. They need a lot more than just to rely. If you're relying on Mitch Garver to propel you to an AL West championship, boy, you got some problems.
Without a doubt. The Dodgers aren't saying, you know, if Kike Hernandez hits 20 home runs, we're going to win a World Series.
Dude, if Chris Taylor can propel us.
If Chris Taylor plays 60 games and steals 4 bags and bats 250, we got it.
This is how sad it is to be a Mariners fan.
Real quickly, I saw it was an Instagram post where it was like Seattle 2015 and Seattle now. And it was showing different like corners and streets in Seattle and how it's been built up and how there's been, you know, this used to be nothing and then skyscraper, right? Like a 10-year look forward. The last two pictures of this, it was showing the banners inside Safeco in 2015, and then the picture of the banners in 2025, and there was nothing changed.
There's nothing new. It's sad. It's so sad.
It was great. I thought it was hilarious. I got a good chuckle out of it.
You know what? I do believe they changed one banner. It was just the appearances.
Adding the 2022 appearance.
Well, they stupidly had an ALCS banner because they had nothing else to celebrate. And then finally, like, they could put up a division banner after their win in 2022. So, just sad.
Sorry, I passed out. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The crappy Mariners.
Dude, lay off the fent.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday. God, I always want to say Wednesday. Every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, we come back. Joe's got over-under totals for the Centrals. We'll do that next. Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan. All right, we're off next week, so we'll see you in 2 weeks, and we'll go through the West.
NL?
I almost think we should dedicate the entire show to the West.
The NL West? The entire
both of
show?
Them. Both of them. The National League West has got a lot going on.
I mean,
and the American League West is like the saddest, unpredictable division I can think of.
You know what's really sad is when I'm in DraftKings looking at the over-under win totals is that every team has like a, you know, for Baltimore, it's like BAL, Orioles, BOS, Red Sox, SEA, Mariners, and then it's just Athletics.
ATH.
Yeah, it's just Athletics.
ATH.
Nothing.
I honestly think in 2 weeks we should spend an entire hour on the NL West and the AL West.
I thought we were going to do them on separate shows, and so we were going to be able to break it up, and if anything happens.
Do we have it? I thought we looked through this.
No, we have, after next week, we do have two more shows before the season starts.
I thought we were going to do the West, and then after that, do our World Series playoff MVPs, etc.
I see. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Whatever, man. Whatever you want to do, dude. I mean, I don't know. My name is first for a reason. I don't know if you can care. Whatever.
My name is first for a reason.
Real quickly, you want some win totals?
Yes, I do.
Do you want me to give them to you? Or
no,
you guess?
No, no. I want to guess.
Chicago White Sox. Let's start there.
I'm going to go with 64 and a half.
Oh, my God.
Blue?
52 and a half.
53 and a half. I kind of gave it away by my reaction. I'm like, they're gonna lose. Damn, Patrick.
They're going to lose 110 games again?
Yes.
Probably.
Wow. I just didn't think they'd lose 110 games.
Well, they lost 120 last year. Well,
Cleveland? The Guardians.
I'll bet you the Guardians win the Central 89 and a half.
No, 87 and a half.
82 and a half.
What?
Whoa, no love. Let's just remember they picked us to finish fourth last year, and we finished, what's higher than two? One.
The Kansas City Royals.
Well, if Cleveland's 82 and a half, give me 84 and a half.
85 and a half.
83 and a half.
What the hell, man?
The Detroit Tigers.
They like the Tigers. Give me 85 and a half.
No, I don't. 80 and a half.
83 and a half.
What? Yo, what is going on?
They're not picking anyone.
They're not picking
this year.
Anybody.
The Minnesota Twins.
79 and a half.
75 and a half.
84.
No.
What the hell is the meaning of this?
The projected.
Why? Someone tell me why, damn it. I swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it'll be a home run.
That one was just random.
The projected standings, according to Fangraphs, Minnesota wins the division 83 and
Minnesota?
79.
Stop it.
Tigers finish second at 82 and 80. Royals finish third at 81 and 81. And my Cleveland Guardians finish at 77 and 85.
Dude, spit on that.
Hey, I will say, Patrick, that they have the White Sox finishing 63 and 99, though.
Yeah, people can kiss my ass.
All right, I will see you at A&A, and I will put hella money on that.
Putting it on the Royals.
All that money that's in your lunchbox.
I got $310. Don't rob me. All right, that'll do it for us. We're off next week. We'll see you in a couple weeks. We'll get through the American League and the National League West as we get closer and closer to baseball, baby. Find us on podcasts when you need us. And that's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris Schulze. Thank you as always, brother. Good to have you back. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Go do something. I would do.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.